So goes it, then, always. Muratya hears cawing while she milks the Schemmel cow with the barn door open, and she hurries to the house so fast that the froth from the milk spreads all over the hem of her Robin Hood sack dress, and she runs into the house, cow shit, four buckles and everything, grabs the fly clapper from the nail by the booker stove, charges up to the stairs to my place under the rafters, and smacks me with the fly clapper, the homemade one, made from a hockey stick handle and a piece of old threshing machine belt. Yash, yash, stand once already up. The crows are here. Soon is it saddle time. You must find a place to work out for the summer. Muratya stops beating the feathers out of my quilt for a second and pulls it off me and starts on my stand fields, finding quickly the trapdoor with no buttons. Yash, yash, get your narsh out from the bed. The trapdoor is wide open now, and my hams begin to smoke. So I throw the pillow off my head, turn quickly over, and sit up. I get another smack on my hip. Muratya, what is with you? The milk is getting sour, and you bring manure all over the floor. Is you the bearings loose? Muratya lands a good slap on the side of my face and tramps down the stairs. I slowly look out between the purity flower curtains. Saddle time? Not for a month yet. There is still snow on the ground. Even Haustich Niefeld, who seeds always early enough so his Durham wheat can catch a good snowfall after it's up, won't be out on his field for anyways 3 weeks. I lie again down and listen to Muratya begin turning the crank on the cream separator. Hear it speed up, then the hissing sound as she opens the tap to let out the milk from the bowl at the top, then the clanging on the bottom of the pails as the milk and the cream run out of the two long spouts. Yash, she yells over the hum of the separator. I may be phone Nobanes Nidarp to see if he help needs this year again. But not Nobanes, I groan to myself. I worked for him last year, and he sure knows how to nuts you out. Up at 5 o'clock in the morning, cleaning out his barns, hardly nothing to eat, porridge sometimes 3 meals a day, and worked till 9 at night. Then he took $5 off my pay because I got stuck on the field, and he had to borrow Zompickle Peters's 4010 to pull me out. And then bringing in bales with his fat daughter, who is looking for something she won't get from me. She sticks me in the hind end with a pitchfork handle, and I almost break my neck on the hayrack because the Nobanes lets out the clutch with a jerk just then. And I swear at the cluck, and the old man hears it, and he tells me to behave with his daughter. No way I'll work for him again. Then I think about who else Muratya can phone. We just have farmer phone at our place, so we can only phone to others that have farmer phone too. Farmer phone is real old phone connected along the fences, and about a dozen farmers have it. It doesn't cost nothing, except maybe new batteries sometimes. So Muratya could phone Hans Jans's Franz. But he only has 40 acres, and his wild oats and fat hens seed themselves. Then there's Schlock's Wieb, the Himmelständer, you know, about 7 feet high. But he has 12 kids, so he doesn't need any help. It's his Mumptje that help needs. Muratya said the Mumptje didn't want to come home from the hospital after the last one. She should hire Schnieder Isbrecht, the steer maker. Anyways, I hear the cream separator stop, and I figure I'd better hurry downstairs so that I can stop Muratya from phoning. But when I get downstairs in my felt burr socks, Muratya is sitting on the bench by the stove holding her back. What is loose with you, I ask, and I see she still has the four buckles on. My back is to nothing again. We must to the right maker go. Can you let loose the truck? It hasn't been let loose all winter, but I'll see. I turn to go outside. First, help me to go to the Beck house. Muratya hangs her arm around my shoulder, and I help her outside to the Beck house there between the wash line and the sugar trees. When I have her seated on the left hole, she says, Oh, thousand, I have the Steinbach Post forgotten. Please it to me bring. Leave open the door, then I can see who goes by. After I bring her the German paper, I go over to the old Chevy truck. It's a good truck from spring till fall, but As soon as it gets 0 degrees cold, it won't start. But today I'm lucky. It right away turns over, and soon the 5 cylinders are purring away with hardly a knock. Then it falls me by that I didn't buy license for this year yet. So I creep out of the truck and look at the plates. They are yellow, just like the new ones. So I take a couple of handfuls mud and smatter it over the license plate so you can't see what year it is from. Then I go back to the Beck house, thinking Muratje must have got frostbite on her thresher loaves already.